But you may ask, why is writing necessary? Well, the physical act of writing with your own hand brings words and sentences more sharply before your mind and preserves them better in your memory. To set down your reaction to important words and sentences you have read, and the questions they have raised in your mind, is to preserve those reactions and sharpen those questions. You can pick up the book the following week or year, and there are all your points of agreement, disagreement, doubt, and inquiry. It's like resuming an interrupted conversation with the advantage of being able to pick up where you left off. And that is exactly what reading a book should be, a conversation between you and the author. Presumably, he knows more about the subject than you do. Naturally, you'll have the proper humility as you approach him. But don't let anybody tell you that a reader is supposed to be solely on the receiving end. Understanding is a two-way operation. Learning doesn't consist in being an empty receptacle. The learner has to question himself and question the teacher. He even has to argue with the teacher once he understands what the teacher is saying. And marking a book is literally an expression of your differences, or agreements of opinion, with the author.